Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Morning. Good afternoon. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Is the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast. And we welcome you all in our broadcast today. We want to give honor to God, who is the head of our lives, and he who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. We give honor to our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College, all the national officials of the USCCM, all USCCM laity, and supporters of this ministry. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you today by means of USCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us today, whether you're listening on your phone, our USCCM Facebook page, or on our website at usccm.org. Blessings to you all. We pray that you all are well. Thank our Heavenly Father for his love, grace, and mercy toward us, for his new mercies every morning, his faithfulness. Now go before the Lord in prayer, morning scripture, bring to us my co-host and tea, Mr. Sherry Atkinson of Little Elm, Texas.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. I first honor the Lord. I honor our ecumenical EP, our mother bishop, Teacher Tindall, Bishop Haywood, and everyone else that's affiliated with USCCM. I thank God, and I just praise God for another Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning that we are all above the ground. So we thank God for that. We thank God for another opportunity just to lift his name up, to bring honor and glory to him. Father, we thank you, Father God, for USCCM and all the people that's affiliated with us. Lord God, I ask that you search every heart, you touch every heart, every mind, Lord God, every physical body. Lord God, heal us everywhere we sit, stand, or lie. We thank you, Lord God, that all things working together for our good as we continue to serve and honor you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for every family as represented here on this broadcast. We pray for their family members. We thank you, Lord God, that all shall be saved, all shall serve you. We bless you and we honor you this very day in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Our scripture reading today will be coming from 1 Corinthians 13. I call it, most of us call it the love chapter. I just want to share a few verses with you this morning. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So we thank God. We thank God for his love according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Love is the day of the word. Love is why Jesus died. And love is the way that we ought to live our lives. We can do everything under the sun, but if we do not have love, it profits nothing. So all of you who have been doing things in yourself without the love of God, I'm going to say shame on you. God wants you to get it right because God wants you to love as he loves. As we can see, prophesying and everything is wonderful, but if it's done without love, it means nothing. Everything we do must be surrounded by the love of God. It must encompass the love of God. Remember, love is patient. Where are your patience at? Love is kind. If you've been nasty this week, you need to repent because love is patient and it is kind. Just a reminder. And remember, if you're dishonoring people, that is not the love of God. We ought to show honor to whom honor is due. So let's honor all men and women. Let's not seek favor fortune for ourselves. Let's not get angry over silly things, but let's live in peace. Let's show that God is love. Let's live this thing. And remember, God's love always prevails over everything in our life. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the prayer and the scripture. And as we come to you today, we are reminding you of our annual theme for this year for the USCCM, which is Prevailing Through the Power of Prayer, reminding us not only to pray, as Pastor Sherry talked about, but reminding us of the power of prayer when we prevail in prayer. Prayer is powerful and it works. Before I introduce our speaker, I would just like to give this praise as I was sitting here thinking and reflecting. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. And as I reflected on that praise that was stirred within me, I was thinking so much of the goodness of Jesus and his grace and his mercy and all the miraculous things that he has done for us, he is doing right now, and what is yet to come. And what led me there is thinking about our speaker today, Bishop Patrick Stubbs. We're so honored to have him. And I'm sure he may reflect this in his message today, but I was just thanking and praising God for
blessing us to have him as our speaker, because it could have been another way. Dear Bishop Stubbs suffered a horrific car accident during the time of our conference, and we went down and we prevailed in prayer, and God delivered, brought him out to the other side, and we're so grateful. And as I even think about our ecumenical patriarch and how he was so ill, and how through the power of prayer, the goodness of Jesus delivered him. We thank God for both of these men of God, but we're honored to have Bishop Stubbs this morning, and he is hailing to us from the USCCM Midwest jurisdiction under the leadership of jurisdictional bishop, His Grace William J. Strong. Bishop Stubbs hailed to us from Monroe, Louisiana, and he was consecrated to the office of bishop in August of 2021. He pastors two churches, the New Star Missionary Baptist Church in Collinston, Louisiana, and the New Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Eudora, Arkansas. Bishop Stubbs is an educator in the Morehouse Parish School System, as well as a member of the Most Worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Louisiana and its affiliations. He is married to his lovely wife. We had the honor of meeting her a couple of years ago with Bishop Stubbs, Lady LaKenya Stubbs. We give a shout out to her today. Bishop Stubbs is doing a great work for the Lord. But his greatest testimony, which he shared, is that he is saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, fire baptized with a mighty burning fire, and speaks in unknown tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. We are grateful to God for the opportunity that God has brought him down to this place and this time, and will use him so that we can hear what thus says the Lord to this anointed man of God. Bishop Stubbs will be speaking to us today on the topic, Power in Prayer. Let us now hear what thus says the Lord through our speaker, Bishop Patrick Stubbs. Bless you, Your Grace, Bishop Stubbs.
Amen. God bless you all. Good morning, everyone. I thank God today. Amen. We just give God all the glory today for us being able, amen, to speak once again to this greatest fellowship in the world, the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, Charlotte, North Carolina headquarters. We just thank God for our ecumenical prelate, Bishop H.A. Tindall, Mother Bishop. And I want to just take our time before I start my message and give a great congratulations to the UFCCM from my wife and I and our church family for what you did for us while we were going through. Amen. Our ecumenical patriarch was not feeling well himself, but he called me every other day or every day just to check on me and to give me some words of encouragement and to tell me to slow down. And I just thank God, amen, for our ecumenical patriarch and everything, not only him, but all of the bishops, the college of bishops, the board of bishops, elders, and everyone that called, emailed, text, whatever you was doing. I just give a shout out to you, and I just tell you, thank you. We can't thank you enough for what you did for us, the sending the gift to the home and all of that. Whatever you did, it was recognized, it was received, and I just want to say thank you, because you just don't know. You kept me from giving up, because there was a moment after I had my accident where I could not walk, and there was a moment where the devil tempted me to just not even try to do anything for myself. But you all stayed there. You didn't know that was going on, and you stayed there anyway to make sure that I was all right. And I just give a shout-out to you, and I tell you thank you on this morning. I was sick. Can everybody hear me good? Hello?
We can hear you well.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Acts chapter 16 today, I'm going to come from verse 25. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And certainly that was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing that the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. I want to thank God today. We give you the glory, Heavenly Father, for this moment that you've given us to speak to these, your people, oh God. And we pray now that as we speak, God, that you will give utterance as to what you want said on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My message today, it will is centered around, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. My brothers and sisters, we're living in a world where there's a lot of troubles, trials, and tribulations. There are triumphs all over the land. It seems like mothers are against daughters and fathers are against sons. And there is no greater need than right now is for us to pray. The Bible teaches that man should always pray, and pray without ceasing. Ceasing means to stop. And my brothers and sisters, today God gave me this message to tell you today that there is power. Maybe you're in radio land today, and it seems like your world is just, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You're in the same realm of Job when he was going through his troubles and tribulations. Seems like one thing after the other is just coming your way. God wants me today to tell you that there is power in prayer. If you spend time with God and you talk to God about your situation, he will hear and answer your prayer. He will open up doors for you. My brothers and sisters, he will make a way. As the old church used to say, he'll make a way out of no way. And when we look at this text today, we see these two men who were carrying messages of salvation all over the land, but they were falsely accused of teaching false doctrine, actually, and they were taken before an unjust judge. They were found guilty. They were beaten, and they're thrown in jail. Can I dare to tell somebody that we will be talked about when we profess a hope in Christ? We will go through some things. We will be talked about. We will be hated for no apparent reason at all, but yet and still, we got to stand in faith. We got to keep our belief in God, because one cannot pray who does not believe. Wow. One cannot pray who does not believe. You got to have faith that God is going to do what you asked him to do. So at midnight, they find themselves here locked up in jail. They didn't try to escape. They didn't try to take matters in their own hands. And so many times in the body of Christ, we want to fix stuff ourselves. And I just caught a lesson at one of my Bible studies, well, both my Bible studies. I'm on a series of lessons right now that dealing with the three answers of God: yes, no, and wait. And I told them the other day that sometimes we want to make things happen, and God is saying, wait, not yet, not the season yet, because the season, the actions tell us that there's a time and there's a season for everything. Glory to God. So I needed to tell somebody that you've got to wait on God. Yes, he does say yes, which means it's going to happen. Wait is not the season yet, and then no, it's not going to happen, because God is a protector of us. Amen. I have learned that he will only give us what we're able. Watch this. Listen to me good. He will give us what we're able to handle. And why do you say that, Bishop? Because sometimes the Lord blesses us with things, and we don't know how to handle it, and it quickly goes to our ego. which means to edge God out. It becomes all about that thing. It becomes all about us. God doesn't operate like that. So here they are. They find themselves locked up in jail after being beaten for no reason at all. And I want to ask a question there. How many times in your own life have you been talked about? Have you been lied on? Has your name been ridiculed? Have you been hated and you did nothing at all? That was the situation here today. They were beaten for no reason at all. But I thank God today that even though they went through this at midnight, they're praying, y'all. They're going to God. In other words, they did not forget who sent them. They did not forget who they were doing it for. And in the body of Christ, we have people that sometimes they forget. They forget about who they're doing it for, and it becomes all about them. And God most definitely doesn't work like that. He doesn't want us to become, Romans tells us that they have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. So Isaiah, I just want to tell somebody that there is power in prayer. They are praying. Well, what is prayer? I have found out that prayer is communication, listen to me clearly, between you and God. We can tell God about our deepest secret and not hear it again. We can tell God about our problem, and we don't have to worry about it because he is going to work it out for our good. If we talk to God, he is able to supply all of our needs. We got to learn how to stop talking to man and putting our faith and trust in man. Let's put it where it belongs, you all. Body of Christ, let's put it in the Lord. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how small it is. You put it in the Lord. At midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto God. I don't know about you all, but in my deepest, horrible moment of my life, I have found prayer as a source of strength. Amen. When you pray, amen, it moves God, especially when your prayers are sincere. God heard it. He dispatches angels. Amen. When you go to calling on the name of Jesus, and you don't have to say a long, drawn-out prayer. Amen. You can say, Father. Amen. And as I'm going to interrupt just a moment and just reflect back upon my accident, the day of my accident. Amen. I had been to prepare for the weekend, wash my car, change the oil and everything, and I was headed back to Bastrop, Louisiana at that time when we was living. Amen. And young lady, it was like a moment where now you see me, now you don't, one of those moments. And it was like nothing was there, but it was something there. So I quickly, to keep from hitting her, I veered into the other lane. And when I veered into the other lane, there was a semi-truck coming my way. I immediately saw the truck, and I immediately said these words. All I said was this, y'all, Jesus. But I said it in a moment where you're excited, you know, and you like nervous or whatever. I was like, oh, Jesus. And when I know anything, amen, when I realized anything, when I came to myself, you all, I was facing Monroe, of which I had lived. He turned me around. And his testimony was, when he saw me out there, when he saw that I couldn't get back in, he said that he slammed on his brakes and did everything that he could to keep from hitting me. So I want to just tell somebody that there is power in just calling his name. All I did was say, Jesus, you know, and it was like one of those moments where a light, I even shared with my wife, that there was a light that shined. It was so, y'all, it was so bright at the moment I called Jesus, as if that light just knocked me out. And like when I woke up, I was facing Monroe, bleeding like a hog, car smoking, damaged up, total out. I want to just tell somebody that God spared my life because it could have been another way. And you, if you've ever been through anything, you can testify that calling on the name of Jesus, that there is power in his name. Let me go on and say that they prayed, they sang praises unto God. God heard their prayers. An earthquake came, and it shook the foundation of the jail. I want today to just tell somebody that God is ready to shake up the body of Christ. We've been sitting still too long. Amen. God wants to do some things in our life. He wants to do some things in our ministries. He wants to shake up ministry, my evangelists that are on this line today. God is about to shake up your ministry. You're about to go to a new level, amen, a level that you've never seen before. All you got to do is just walk in prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay communicative with the Lord. Amen. Don't ever stop talking to God. Amen. Don't ever stop talking to God. Amen. It shook the foundation of the jail. Amen. And watch this. They weren't ashamed. They weren't ashamed of who was listening to them. They weren't ashamed of who was listening to them. Because while they're praying, the prisoners was listening. Amen. He says, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my heavenly Father. Glory to God. I want today to just tell somebody that we can't be ashamed of this gospel. Amen, that we preach, that we sing about. Amen, we got to tell the world, amen, that the Savior is born. We got to tell the world, amen, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We got to tell the world, amen, lost men, women, boys, and girls, and even those that are saved, we got to remind them, amen, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was one thing that I had a concern with, amen, and this, I hope my bishops are on the line listening to me today, amen. That was a concern that I had with my churches. And the concern was they going to receive me in the, because they are, you know, Baptist churches, all right? And I was concerned that they was going to conceive whether they will receive me in the gift of speaking in tongues, laying on hands, amen, that God has given me the anointing to do. Amen. I was wondering about this. And one day God spoke to me in his majesty, and he told me these words. You better not forget where I have brought you from. Y'all don't get me here. I said, God spoke to me in his majesty, and he said to me, don't you forget. You better not forget. In other words, I want to just tell somebody, now in my churches, people are speaking in tongues. Now people are there to assist me in the laying of the hand. People are walking in the anointing now. Amen. People are being healed, delivered, and set free when we lay hands on them. They're not all fishy and running from it. They're actually running to the altar. Now, because I had to start preaching and I had to show them that, listen, the Lord wants us to move to that new level. And that's what these men did. They prayed. They weren't ashamed of the gospel that they carried. Amen. They weren't ashamed to know, amen, that they weren't by themselves. The word of God says that I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I thank God for that, because that saved my life on June the 22nd. Amen, knowing that even though I was in a bad situation in my life, I was in a bad situation, God still spared my life. Amen, he still allowed me to know that, hey, I was with you. Amen, I never left you. I was right there with you. Amen, I wasn't a passenger, but I was the driver. God says I had the control over the situation. So I want today to just tell somebody that we got to keep our trust and we got to keep our faith in God. Amen. I like it today as I get ready to close. I also see in this text that after the earthquake came and the shackles fell, the doors flew open, that these men of God, they stayed still. Thank the Holy Ghost. They stayed still. Y'all, we got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. We got to stand still. He says, peace be still. Jesus walked out on the end of a ship one day. Amen. After the waves of the water were out of control, he gets up, walks on the end, and he says to the waves, peace be still. And he wants me today to tell somebody that is on this line, God wants you to have peace in your life. He's saying, peace be still. My brothers and sisters, as I hurry on to a close, amen, the jailer, he awakened out of the sleep and drew out his sword. He was about to commit suicide. Well, why that, Bishop? Because he thought that they had escaped. And it was the custom then that if one had escaped, while upon the care, the custody of the jailer, that the jailer would have to take their place. My brothers and sisters, he drew out the sword, he was about to kill himself. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, we are all still here. I'm closing with this right here. Through COVID-19, we're still here. Through all of our battles in life, we're still here. Through trouble, trials, and tribulations, we're still here. Through accidents, we're still here. Through sicknesses, we're still here. Through financial hardship, we're still here. Through everything that we've been through in our life, we are still here. And you ought to just give God the glory right where you are right now, knowing that you could have been dead and gone, but God has spared your life. You ought to give God the glory right now in knowing that you are still here, even in the midst of it. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. God bless you and God keep you.
Amen.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
All right, we're back. I apologize. We had a brief bit of technical difficulty on my phone. I hope that you all are hearing me now and that you can understand what I'm saying. But what I was saying before is that I know that, listeners, I know that your souls have been set on fire with this dynamic and powerful message that Bishop Stubbs has brought to our hearing today. And we are now going to give you the opportunity to call in with your questions or comments as you have been blessed and inspired by today's message. There is power in prayer. Let me quickly remind you that if you're listening on your phone, please dial 1 and Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. If you happen to be on our UFCCM Facebook page or on our website, you must use your phone to speak. So the dial-in number is 347-850-1405. Press 1 and Bishop Haywood will bring you right in. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you because what you share may be a blessing for someone else who is listening. Bless you, Bishop Haywood. Let's open up the line.
Caller, you are at 617-721. You can give us your name and tell us where you're calling from and go right ahead with your question or comment. Caller, you are at 254-289. Go right ahead.
You're open. But when you're the chair over, the only thing you need to do is make sure to offer.
Paula, you're at 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Hunt. I, as I was listening to, first of all, I give honor to our AP and Mother Bishop, Bishop Haywood. I know protocol was already established, but we give honor to you and Teacher Kendall and to everyone who's on the line. I just want to say, Bishop Stubbs, I really enjoyed your message. And as you were speaking, I was sitting here thinking, if I were a sinner or a non-believer, or if I was a believer who was weak in my faith, you would have convinced me that it was time to pray. I could hear your passion and your message. I could hear just the Lord speaking through you. And I said, goodness gracious, if anyone listens to this message and they are not convinced, then they missed the whole point. But I thank you for all the wonderful things that you said. I appreciate your talking about the three answers of God. We have spoken or talked about that ourselves in our own church, and I'm sure others have too. But sometimes we do take things for granted, and we edge God out, as you said. But I just thank you for the reinforcement. I thank you for the passion with which you spoke to us today. And I am encouraged, and I'm sure others are, to continue trusting in the Lord and knowing that there is power in prayer. May the Lord continue to bless you, and I praise him for your recovery from the accident, and God is allowing you to continue to do the work that he's called you to do. God bless you.
Amen. Thanks to you. Oh, you are at 920-819, and right before you come on, caller, there's a few people you have your hands up, and if you will, I'm going to try you again. I tried to bring you into the screening room just to let you know that we are acknowledging you, but your number is 617, and the first three is 721. Then we have another caller. You are 254-289, and those are the ones that we're waiting for right now. But right now, caller 920-819, go right ahead.
Hello, this is Deacon Monica. I want to give glory and honor to God, to our prelate, to my bishop, and to Teacher Tyndall and Bishop Stubbs. This was just a fabulous discussion. I have never heard of ego as edge God out, but that is really powerful.
Yes.
I think about after the earthquake, I think what hit me is after the earthquake, they stayed still. Think about different trials and tribulations in my life. I just got to say, I, first of all, throw a little bit of a tantrum. And I, you know, why God did da-da-da-da. But they didn't. They stood still. And because they stood still and they listened to the voice of God, they saved that jailer's life. And then as we know the story goes on, they brought him to salvation. I guess what really, really hit me is they stayed still after the earthquake. So yes. I'm going to pray that I do that more in my life.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Haywood, are you there?
Teacher Tyndall?
Yes. Deaconess Monica, I was waiting for Bishop Haywood to come back on.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
there.
Back, you know, and I'm was really trying to. There's several people that are in, that are on here. They have their hands up, and they're not responding. So I'm not sure why you're not responding, but you have your hands up. Your area code is 617. 721. The next one is 254 289. And the next one, well, we'll just go with those two, but there's several of you that have your hands up. And Teacher Tyndall, I'll try to bring them back in. If not, I'm going to move on to others.
Okay.
We don't really
want
to leave anybody out.
Yes.
All right. So I'll try these again.
Okay.
Caller 617-721 is your phone number. I'm not going to give you a whole number, but the area code is 716, and the first three is 721. Go right ahead with your question or comment. Caller, you are area code 254-289. 254-289. Okay, looks like you took yours off. No, it's still on. 254-289. Go right ahead.
Bishop Haywood, Bishop Davis here.
All right, Bishop Davis. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was just saying this was a wonderful word for today. And what I really like about it is how you can put yourself in a situation and not always just think it's a Bible story. You know, even with the accident, to me, and what I heard, that at the time of that accident, he was basically in prison himself. And when he called on the name of Jesus, it was like he was free. And when he awake, he was flipped the other way so that everything fell in place for him, that it would not be a totality to his life. So I just want to say the power of prayer is a powerful thing. And one of the other things I like what he said was, when you're praying, it's really communicating with God. And a lot of times we think we have to be in these different postures to pray and what have you. You can be walking around your job and pray, because you really,
right.
they didn't really hire you to come to work and pray.
Hmm.
So you can have a posture of prayer at your desk.
Amen.
So I really believe. And also, Bishop Stubbs, thank you, my brother. I was praying for him. I had sent him a message before I even start to listen to the message. I sent him a message and told him to speak well, and that he did. So I just want to congratulate my brother, my bishop in arms, and just keep doing what you're doing, man. And things can do nothing but be better. Bishop Hayward, thank you. Teacher Tendall, thank you so very much. And we bless you. And so you all take care. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen. You too, Bishop Davis. God bless.
Caller, you are 920-344. And go right ahead.
Blessings on today. This is Reverend Deacon Tequila. I would just like to give honor to our EP, Teacher Tyndall, Bishop Haywood, and those on the UFCCM board, and Bishop Stubbs. This was a very powerful message that you gave. I really took from it was the power of prayer is powerful. The things that stuck out to me was the changing of seasons, because there is a time that we go through seasons. And also, you know, I think we don't realize that we go through seasons and they do change. Also, the communication between, when you said communication between you and God, I think a lot of us don't realize that the communication is between you and God.
Amen.
Also, when you brought up another topic, when you said how many times have you, how many times have you, and when you said lied on, spoke against, you know, all those situations. So how many times have you? So that's another question I think we all need to think about. How many times have you? Another thing I caught from your message was when you said when you put it where it belongs. And what I got from that when you said put it where it belongs is it brought to my mind isolation. When God isolates us, He isolates us, I think, when he wants to get us alone. He wants to do something with us. So I think we don't realize that. And then another thing when you said, you know, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Because if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us. So that's the things, the pointers that I got from the message. So I really want to thank you for that, because that's... So those are the things that stuck out to me. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen. Caller 9, you are 443. And I'm pretty sure that's our EP and our dear mother Bishop that are on the line. 415, go right ahead.
Okay.
I don't want to run out. 443, 415, go right ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's Mother Bishop and Bishop Tyndall.
Bishop Hayward just called for you.
Hello?
Yes,
bless you,
blessings
Bishop.
To you, Bishop Tyndall.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. We honor the Lord once again for an opportunity to have a word to say on this beautiful day that the Lord has made, in which we rejoice and in which we are glad.
Amen.
We certainly want to give honor to Bishop Stubbs, our speaker today.
Yes.
Bishop Hayward, Peter Tyndall.
Amen.
And Mother Bishop, who's here, and Bishop Davis, and all of those of you who are tuned in today. If we didn't call your name, we certainly thank God for your being here today.
Amen.
Give honor to our speaker.
Yeah.
Bishop Stubbs and his dear wife. Amen. What a word. What a word.
What a word.
The Lord, you know, oftentimes we talk about how we enjoyed the word. Not only did I enjoy the word, but I was blessed
by the word.
Well, how were you blessed? My faith was increased.
Yes.
I feel inspired.
Yes.
And I know what my brother has been through.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I am a witness that there is
power in
prayer. God is a prayer answering God. 56, 57 years ago, the first message I ever preached, why don't you follow a prayer answering God? And
amen.
I thank and praise God because I've known all my life, and it becomes more and more obvious to me every day that there is power in prayer.
Amen.
I just want to thank the man of God for how he just took his time and opened his mouth and bodaciously put the devil on notice that he's going to do what God told him to do.
Yeah.
I thank God that you have the audacity to step out by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, just like Ezekiel had to do. You're going to be for a hard-headed, sometime in a stiff-necked people, and you don't know how you're going to be accepted, but don't worry about it.
That's right.
You just do what I told you to do. And Bishop Stubbs, I admire you for the way that you brought that out today,
and
how you allowed the Lord to use you, and how God brought you through the tragic event that you had. I tell you, I think back to our conference when we were in conference, and Mother Bishop pointed out to me that when she heard the news, she walked over across the pulpit and told me what was going on. And as soon as I heard it, for those of you all that were in conference, if you remember, we immediately stopped the conference.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And I thank God that we prayed and God heard and answered the prayer.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you all something, and this may sound a little strange, but just hear what I'm saying. God is not bound by time as we are.
Yes.
And so even though we may have prayed after the event took place that happened to Bishop Stubbs, in God's sequence of events, the prayer could have preceded the accident.
Amen.
Because we know that God hears and answers prayer.
Yes.
And so for in our time frame, we prayed after the accident. But I believe God had heard the prayer before we prayed and assigned the angels.
Mm.
And said, you could mess with them, but you're not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen. You could have the car, but you're not going to touch my anointing.
Okay.
So I thank God for you, Bishop Stubbs. And
watch yourself.
I know it's not a pleasant experience to go through, but I believe that through it all, it increased your faith.
Yeah.
It increased your boldness. It increased your understanding of the fact that you can rely on God.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Never fails.
Never fails.
Amen.
Love that text that you brought your message from today. The Philippian Gale just tell me, what must I do?
And to be
told us what we must do to understand that there is power in prayer.
Yes.
You've been through the test, brother, but I know you got a testimony out of it. I'm not going to prolong the hour and go on and on, even though I feel like it, because I'm very inspired.
Yes.
I'm also very encouraged having listened to you speak and the way you shared and the comments that are coming in. We are by no means finished.
Yes.
God is by no means finished with us yet.
Amen.
There are victories in front of us.
Yes.
There
yes.
are things in front of us that we are yet going to accomplish.
Amen.
And the reason we're going to do it is we're going to keep on praying.
Yes.
We're
yes.
going to keep on prevailing in prayer because there is power
in prayer. Yes.
But Bishop, you want to have to read my book.
I just thank God for the message. I honor the Lord. Protocol has been set already. I'm not going to get started because I know we're approaching the 1 o'clock hour. But I thank God for the powerful message, and it just stirred my heart,
yes,
Bishop Stubbs, just to hear your testimony within the message. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Bishop has said it all, so I'm going to stop because we're pretty excited over here. And, you know, it happens when we get excited, and then our excitement gets excited. But we just thank and praise God for just that reaffirmation of our faith by letting us know that, you know, prayer is the answer. Our God is a prayer-answering God. We continue to prevail in prayer. And I thank you so much for that encouraging word. And continue on, Bishop Stubbs. Continue to preach the word of God without fear and with favor as the anointing of God rests upon your life. May the hand of the Lord continue to be with you. God bless you, Bishop Stubbs.
Praise God.
Thank you, Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop, for those inspiring words. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Well, you know, we do have other callers. However, it is very difficult. I mean, it's pretty lit up here, but I don't know what's happening that they're not responding. Unfortunately, I see all these hands up, and I've tried to bring each and every one of them in, and I don't know, maybe they're so caught up they just can't talk right now. Who knows?
Well, thank the Lord that we have a full line of callers, because the most important thing is that they heard this dynamic, powerful message. And as Elder Hunt has said, if you have not been praying, if you don't know it, this message will make you want to pray as never before. We just thank you, Bishop Stubbs. As Deacon Zindler said, I wrote this down, ego. You know, we always think of the ego, that word, in Freudian terms. But when you said edge God out, it really, really resonated with me, because when we're in our ego, it's us, and we don't want to acknowledge God. So I thank you for sharing that with us today. And the one other thing, I wrote this and put big lines underneath. When you said the Lord spoke to you, and he also, when you said it, it resonated. You better not forget where I brought you from. Amen. I will remember that. Not to forget from where the Lord has brought us from, because it could have been another way.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank you for that dynamic and powerful message that the Lord gave you to share with us today. And as you were speaking, I truly felt the power of the Holy Spirit in that message. And we know that our listeners have been blessed. So we thank you, Bishop Stubbs. And we continue to pray that God will continue to touch and strengthen your body as never before. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we want to make a few announcements very quickly. Again, as always, we thank our Ecumenical Patriarch, our UFCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops, and to all of you, our listeners, for your ongoing support of this broadcast, and also to Bishop Haywood, who serves as our program director. We've had a number of little technical difficulties today, but it's not going to stop, because God is unstoppable and his work is unstoppable. So we continue to go on in the Lord. We want to let you know our next broadcast will be on Saturday, November the 11th. We're praying for leading of the Lord as to who our speaker will be. But we will be here, the Lord willing, at our usual time of 12 noon. And we're looking forward to all of you joining us. I do have a special announcement. Our quarterly UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom event will be special this quarter, because we're going to be meeting on next Saturday. Instead of the fourth Saturday, we will be having our Zoom event on next Saturday, because it's a special event, and we do not want to conflict with the UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting. We will continue to focus on the topic from our July event, which was pouring into our children for future generations. And we will be bringing in children and young people from around the UFCCM who will share with us their experiences in today's schools and classrooms. And we also have a parent who has volunteered to come on and share what she has learned about what her children are being exposed to. Our moderator will be our own Deaconess Monica Zindler. Deaconess Monica is a trained educational psychologist and has many years of expertise working with children and young people. You won't want to miss this. If you have children, if you're an aunt, if you're an uncle, if you're a grandparent, if you just relate to children in your neighborhood or in your church, please, please make an effort to attend this event, because it will be informative and it will really give us some true insights as to what is going on in our schools today, what our children are being taught, and will inform us as to how we need to pray and interact with our children. We'll be sending out an announcement, and we'll also have information at the UFCCM website. Our 24-hour prayer meeting, October dates, and the prayer list will be sent out as usual by our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop. Now is the time. If you have never signed up, after listening to this message, I know you will want to have your name listed as to take a prayer time during our October and ongoing 24-hour prayer meetings. We ask you to continue to keep our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop in prayer, keep Bishop Stubbs in prayer, and our entire fellowship. And if there are any special prayer requests, if you want to share them, I'm going to give you 30 seconds if you want to share them. And I'm going to ask, we usually ask Bishop Haywood to pray, but I'm led to ask Bishop Stubbs. The last time he was our speaker, there was a caller that came in who had a relative who was at death's door. And Bishop Stubbs prayed such a powerful, he prayed such a powerful prayer of faith. And Bishop Haywood later informed me that he got a call that that individual had improved and was doing better. So truly, these are not just words, but truly, there is power in prayer.
Yeah,
so Bishop Stubbs, at this time, would you please give us our closing prayer?
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Teacher Tindall. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We want to thank you, Father. Father God, you've been so good to us, and we just pause to say you thank you right now. God, as we come right now, we ask, Father God, that you would just bless right now. Oh, God, we thank you for this message that has went forth, and we pray, oh, God, that it will go forth and build someone's faith on today. But, Lord God, here we find ourselves in prayer at this moment. We're asking that you would build right now those that are torn down, God, that you would build them up right now. Give them the strength that they stand in need of right now.
Yes,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against every trick of the devil, every trick of the enemy. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind cancer right now. We bind breast cancer right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind domestic violence, God. Every sickness, oh, God, that the devil has set out, oh, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace on today, God. We speak deliverance, oh, Shabbat, God. We speak deliverance right now on the lives, oh, God, that are bound in chains of their life. God, I don't know what the chains are, but I know that you know right now. God, bless every listening ear right now. There's somebody listening in on this call, God, and they've been going through a storm right now. And God, I declare and decree by the authority of the Holy Ghost, God, that they come out, God, right now. Come out with their hands lifted up. come out giving you the praise and the glory. We thank you right now. God, I thank you for what you're doing in my own life. God, how you've given me strength, oh God. Even when the doctors have said I'll never walk again, God. Oh, God, look at you, how you blessed me to have strength in my legs, God. I'm able to move, able to drive, and I just give you the glory right now. Not only me, God, but there's somebody else right now who received a bad report, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for him. Amen. Our EP right now. God bless his health right now. Give him strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Strength like no other, God. All there's power in your name, Jesus. And we call on you because your word teaches us that at the name of Jesus, every knee is got to bow. And we call on you right now, God, to dispatch an angel to his own, God, and that you would just prop up his own, Father God. Continue to give him good health right now. Give him good mind right now. Build him in mind, God, that he'll keep giving us vision to bless this fellowship right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for this fellowship. Every board right now. Every elder, we pray for him right now, God. We understand that the spirit of death lingered for a little while, but we thank you, oh God, that season's end, and we're coming out, God. Devil, you are a liar. We're coming for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to be the fellowship that God has called us to be, and we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Let us go forth saying, praying as never before. Praise be to God. Thank you, Bishop Stubbs, and God bless and keep you in his care. We'll see you all next month, the Lord willing. Take care. Be blessed. Bye.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.